Good evening, everyone. We're holding tonight on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Nun Gimel Amud Aleph at the top, or the mission over here. We are one daf away from the end of the parak. Let's go. Hanoder mina tamarim. One who takes a neder that he's not going to benefit from tamarim. Tamarim is our dates, right? People always get confused between tamar and ta'ena. And the way to remember that is you take out, you can take tamar out on a date, but not ta'ena. Fine, so anyway, I don't know anybody named Taina. Anyway, okay, fine. Hanodah mina tamarim. Not good. Hanodah mina tamarim is one who's no there, one who takes a vow from tamarim. Mutter bitvash. He is allowed to eat, mutter bitvash tamarim, excuse me. He is allowed to eat the honey of dates. Now, we know when the Torah, interestingly, says devash, it means devash tamarim, not devash devorim. It means date honey, not bee honey. So a neder mina tamarim, one who takes a neder from dates, he's allowed to eat devash tamarim according to the Tanakhama. We're going to have three opinions here. Mistavanios. If he takes a neder from stavanios, what are these? We say stavanios are, stavanios are navim she'enim esbashlim. They're not completely ripened. They're unripened grapes. They never fully ripen. Right? They're winter grapes. They're winter grapes over here. These winter grapes that don't, they're hard, and they don't fully ripen. Right? They don't fully ripen. We say one who takes a netter from these mistavanios, we'll call them winter grapes, mutter bechomet stavanios. He's allowed to go ahead and drink the vinegar from them. They're used for vinegar. The way they are is it's not used for wine. It's for vinegar. The way these grapes are is you're allowed to. Again, because I'm taking a netter only from the thing itself, I'm allowed to eat the thing that comes from it. We're going to have a kasha on this in a second, but let's just keep going. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, wait a second. Kol sheshem talodaso kruya alav v'noder hemenu aser biyotze hemenu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, "Kol sheshem todasa, anything that the name is still called on the derivative of it, meaning if I have tamarim, it's called devash tamarim, all right? Dates, it's date honey. Stavanios, these winter grapes, is chomet stavanios, is vinegar of winter grapes. It's winter grape vinegar. It still has the same name on it. It has tamarim on it, stavanios on it, that it's called even when it's honey and vinegar respectively." Vinoder himenu, but you only take a neder from the, you only say tamarim, or you only say stavanios, you're still usher biyotze himenu. It's still usher whatever comes out of it. It's still usher even on what comes out on it. Why? Because it still has the name on it. It still has the name. It's not just called honey, it's called date honey. It's not just called vinegar, it's called winter grape vinegar, right? So since it still has the name on it, it's going to be usher. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Tanakhama again holds that what? Okay. Tanakhama holds is that one who's noder mina tamarim, it's mutter to drink to the date honey you can eat. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says no, because it's still called date honey. You said you took the netter from dates, therefore no good. The chachamim matirim. And the chachamim are matir. What does it mean the chachamim are matirim? The Chachamim Matirim means that the Chachamim say it's not a problem. Wait a second, wasn't that the first opinion? Chachamim say it's mutter to drink date honey. It's mutter to drink the white grape. That's the same opinion as the Tanakhama. The Ran says, don't worry, the Gemara's going to ask the question. We'll get there. So we have three opinions. Number one and number three seem the same. Right. If you take a netter from dates, you can drink the date honey. Eat the date honey. If you take a netter from the winter grapes, you can drink the winter grape vinegar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, no, you can't do either. Can't do either. And the Chachamim says, Matirim, they says mutter, seemingly, everything's also not a problem. That's what it seems like so far. That's what that seems like so far. Those are the opinions that we have. Now, the Ran over here says something very interesting. The Ran in Dibur Maskov Chachamim Matirim, first he says, the Gemara asks, wait, this is the same opinion as Tanakhama? He says, we'll get to that. So the Ran asks the question the following. The Ran says, the Ikla Medak, in Dibur Maskov Chachamim Matirim. He says, the Tanakhama money, who is the Tanakhama going like? The Tanakhama over here is not like Rabbi Yossi and not the Rabbanon that we had in the previous Mishnah on Nun Beis Amud Beis. If you remember before on Nun Beis Amud Beis, we started talking about it. The Mishnah was really on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We said that one who takes a neder that he won't drink milk, whether he won't drink milk, is he allowed to drink whey? What do we say? Yes, it's mutter bekom. You're allowed to go ahead and drink the whey. The whey is, again, the watery part that rises to the top, that separates. You're allowed to drink the comb. Rabbi Yossi says no. He says, Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to, right? Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to. So the Ran says, I don't understand. This, that we said above, this machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, that they argue Rabbi Komen Chalav, that the Kohecha de Karule Komo de Chalba. The Gemara said, if you call it, if it's called Koma de Chalba, it's going to be Asura even according to the Rabbanan. If it's called Milk Way, if you call it Milk Way, right? That's what we said in the Gemara over there in Numbez Mabez. The Gemara said, if you call it Milk Way, everyone agrees. It depends what you call it. If you call it Milk Way, both the Rabban and Rabbi Yossi agree that it's going to be a problem. I mean, if it still has the same name on it, if I take a netter for milk, then I come along, I take a netter for milk, and then I come along and say, hey, I want to drink the whey, am I allowed to? If it's called Milk Whey, it's usser. Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan both hold like that. So how can the Tanakhama come along over here and say, if I take a netter from tamarim, why am I allowed to eat davash tamarim? If I take a netter from dates, why am I allowed to drink, to eat date honey? Why can't I go ahead and eat date honey? Which would say, as long as it has the name on it, for like we said before, Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi, it should be usser. And seemingly, we're not going to go with a totally different opinion over here. That is the question the Ran asks. So why is it different over here according to the first opinion and third opinion, from the Tanakhama and the Chachamim? Why do they say it's mutter to go ahead and eat date honey? We has the name on it. So the Ran brings two answers. He brings an answer in the name of the Rashba, and then an answer himself. So the first answer he brings is as Yishlomer, it's in the brackets on that Ran, Yishlomer, Yodamid, Delo Dami, it's not comparable, because regarding Milk Whey, Kom de Chalav, is that he says is that the way, W-H-E-Y, the way, Lo Nishtana Mitzura Litzura, it's always remaining the same. It's separating from the milk, but it didn't physically change. The whey was always whey. It was mixed into the milk. But what happened? It just now went to the top. So if it's still called Milk Whey, that's what it was. It always was Milk Whey. And if I say I'm taking a netter from milk, I'm not allowed to eat the whey. Why? Because it's Milk Whey. It has the same name and it's the same thing. Whereas over here, Nishtana Haguf. Over here we say it's different. Why? This thing has now changed. Before it was dates. Now it's a liquid. Now it's date honey. It's now, even though you can say, oh, it was inside the dates, but it's not what it was. It's not the same thing. We didn't always say, oh, that was its dates mixed with date honey. It was a date. Now it's date honey. Over here we had winter grapes, and now we have winter grape vinegar, right? Winter grape vinegar. We have the stavanis, the chomet stavanis. So since it changed ba'etzim, therefore we're saying that's the difference between what before. Before we said it was just a mixture of two things, that mixture now became separated. We're saying now with grapes, and we must be saying over here, it's not just it's absorbed in the grape, it's sitting there, the juice is in the middle. It's in the kishkas, it's in the grape itself. You're squeezing it out, you're now separating grape. So therefore we're saying it's not, it was a mixture before. It was called grape. I'm not saying grape, date. I'm sorry, it was called date. Now it's date honey. That's the first way we answer according to the Rashba. The Ran doesn't like this answer for some reason. Seemingly, he doesn't like the answer because when it comes to whey, he holds the whey is also called a devar acher. It's something that's also called something completely different. It's not just called a mixture. It's something that's psolus, he says. It's called like the refuse of the milk or something like that. So he gives a different reason. He gives a different reason. What does he say? He gives a different reason. He says is that why is whey called milk whey? He says because it's still called milk on it. It's still milk, he wants to say. So he says, is that it's still called milk, even though the whey is now separated from, it's called milk whey because it's still milk. Whereas, he wants to say over here, that when it comes to the date honey and it comes to the white grape vinegar, it doesn't have the quality of dates anymore. It doesn't have the quality of the winter grapes, of the dates of the winter grapes. Rather, he says, is that that's the difference between the two. That's the difference between the two, is that when it comes to the whey still is really milk. It's just it's part of the milk that's separated, but it still is the milk. Date honey is not dates. He says winter grape vinegar is not the winter grapes. He wants to say it's a different thing. It's not just a mixture again like it was before that got separated. He wants to say the thing itself doesn't have the same quality. So it's not a toras. It's not a toras that I don't have the din. The halacha of tamarim. It doesn't have the din of winter grapes. It's now the juice of it, right? If you look at it, I don't call that dates. That's honey. It's date honey, but it's honey. They don't. I don't look at that and say, "Oh, that's winter grapes." No, it's vinegar. It's white grape vinegar, or it's winter grape vinegar, but it's vinegar. So therefore, that's how the Ron comes and he reconciles the two. That's what the Ron says to reconcile the two over here. Fine. That's just a question from the Mishnah before. So now we have over here one more time, just reviewing the opinions on the Mishnah. First opinion of the Tanakhama says, if you take a netter not going to eat tamarim, you're allowed to eat date honey. Take a netter not going to eat winter grapes, you can go ahead and eat the white grape vinegar. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, no. He says you cannot do either, you cannot eat either. And the Chachamim say it's mutter. That seems to be the first opinion. So the Gemara is going to say it like this. Zok the Gemara. Gemara says, Chachamim hainu Tanakama. The Chachamim are the Tanakama. What do you mean the Chachamim say it's mutter? That's exactly the opinion of the Tanakama. We just were restating what was said before. Usually we don't say that. We have an opinion. Somebody argues, and we don't have the Chachamim say mutter. That's, of course, it was mutter. So rather, we have to say there's a nafka mina. There is a practical difference between the two. Yeah, see where we are in the Gemara right now? Chachamim hainu Tanakama. We're good? Fine. The Gemara says, Ika benayu, what's the practical difference? Hara de Tanya, it's based on this braisa. Klal ze amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. We're going to say their machlokas, their dispute is based on the following braisa. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says the following. Okay, he's going to teach us two rules. Kol shedarko le'echol. Anything that is the derech to eat, we eat it. V'derech hayotz kol shedarko le'echol. V'derech hayotzi mimenu le'echol. And whatever comes from it, it's also the derech to eat. Meaning whatever is normal for people to eat, and whatever comes out of it,
the nectar
in some cases, okay, whatever it's going to be, that's a more general term, but yeah, whatever it's going to come out of it, ayotzi mimenu, whatever it's going to, sorry, the syrup or whatever is going to come out of it, right, the derech ayotzi mimenu lechol, you're going to eat whatever comes out of it, kegoin, for example, tamarim v'devash tamarim, when it comes to dates and date honey. Nader bo, if you take a neder that you are not going to eat dates, aser biyotzi mimenu, right? Then you're going to also be forbidden for what comes out of it too. Okay? So far, so good? That makes sense. You're right. That was Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, basically. That was the second thing he was on the Mishnah. If you take a neder from it, you can also be aser to what comes out from it too. Fine. Noder miyotzi mimenu. Ochel means consuming. So therefore, we're saying whatever you, it's the derech to eat, and it's also the derech that's normal to eat or consume what comes out of it, both are going to be us. Oh, let's say, nadar bo, if you took a neder on the tamarim, asr will be yotzi menu. It's going to be asr to also eat what comes out of it. No der mi yotzi mi menu, and if you take a neder from what comes out of it, or if you take a neder from what comes out of it, asr bo, then you're going to be asr in it itself, right? You can be usher in it itself. Meaning, if I take a netter, I'm not going to eat devash tamarim. I'm not allowed to eat the tamarim either. If I say I won't eat date honey, I'm not allowed to eat the dates. Okay, so far so good. Fine. That seems very much like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. It's not the first or third opinion. However, Rav Shimon Elazar continues and he says the second rule: Kol she'ein darko le'achol. If you have something that it's not the derech to eat, that it's not normal for people to eat it. However, whatever comes out of it, it is normal for people to consume. The thing itself, people don't consume, but people consume what comes out of it. Such as, what's going to be an example for this? The Rice doesn't say, these winter grapes, the stavanios, these winter grapes people don't eat. They only use them for winter grape vinegar, right? For the chometz stavanios. So if it's not the derech to eat it, but you eat what comes out of it, right? The winter grape vinegar people do consume. So what happens in the following case, says Rav Shimon Elazar, no der bo, if you take a neder on it, on the white grapes, right? On the white, not winter, I keep saying white grapes. I mean to say winter grapes, I'm winter sorry. Grapes. Winter grapes. You take a neder on the winter grapes. If you take a neder on the winter grapes, ein aser ela biyotzi mimenu. You're only aser to eat the output, what comes out of it, from the winter grape vinegar. Why? Because since it's not normal to eat the grapes, the winter grapes, you're really only taking a netter on what comes out of it. It's not normal to eat it. You never take a netter on eating those because people don't eat those. So if, therefore, technically, it's still mutter to eat the grapes, okay? That no one's told us before. We'll see. Shalom eskaven zeh ela liyotzi mimenu, because you were only, you were only mechavin on what came out of it, because you're not going to take a netter on the grapes themselves. That's what Rav Shimon Elazar says. Just give me 1 second. Let me just summarize 1 second. It's one more time. Rav Shimon Elazar says, and we're going to come from this and see in the Afkamina community between the first opinion and the third opinion. Rav Shimon Elazar says the following. He says, when it's the derech to consume something, it's the normal way to consume something, such as dates, and I take a netter on dates, I'm also going to be prohibited on what comes out of those dates, on the output of the dates, meaning on the date honey to his aser. If, therefore, if it's also the derech to eat date honey, which it is, and if I take a netter on date honey, then it's also going to be aser for me to eat the dates, right? That makes sense so far. Good. That seems like the second opinion in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. However, it says one more thing. If it's not the derech to eat something, such as these winter grapes. It's not the derech to eat them. People usually don't eat them. You only eat what comes out of them, the output, what comes out of them. Therefore, we come and say what? If you take a netter on the grapes, you are only usher to eat the output, the vinegar that comes out of them. You're not usher to eat the grapes. According to Rav Shimon Elazar, let's now see what we want to say in the Mishnah. The Ran says like this. Is the following, if you don't mind. So they say like this. The Mishnah says over here, we're going to say this is not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira. Why? The second opinion of the Mishnah, he said, is that whether it is dates, right, or it's winter grapes, your usher in them and your usher what comes out of it. That's not like Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar says with dates, you're right. You're also on the dates and the date honey. Right, but Shimon Elazar says if you take a netter on the winter grapes, you're not usher to consume the winter grape vinegar unless in the Chomus Tavanios. So therefore, he says that can't be Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira. Aye, so who is it? Is it the Tana Kama, or is it the Tana Kama, or is it the Chachamim? Which one is it over here? Because it's really we're not coming to say over here. So who is it? So the Ran says is that this last opinion of the Chachamim. They are Rav Shimon Elazar. Why are they like Rav Shimon Elazar? Why are we saying that's like Rav Shimon Elazar and the first opinion's not? It's because of the following. The Tana Kama held what? The first opinion, again, the first words of our page said what? Someone who takes a netter from Tamarim, he can eat the output. He can eat the Devash Tamarim. Someone who takes a netter from Stavanios, from winter grapes, he can eat the winter grapes, he can eat the vinegar that comes out, right? So we say over here, v'chachamim matirim, right? So the chachamim are matirim. What is it that they're coming to matir over here? What are they coming to matir? The chachamim just say matirim. The chachamim say it's permissible. What's permissible? So who are they going back on? Who are they going back on when they said mutarim? So are they going back on everything? Or are they going back what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira said? What did Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira just say before? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira said is that what happens if you take a netter on dates, you can't eat the date honey. And if you take a netter on winter grapes, you can't eat the winter grape vinegar, right? So the Chachamim say, no, it's mutter. What are they going back on? So we learn from over here, very interestingly, says the Ran. We learn that the Chachamim are only coming to be matir, right? Where they're only coming to be matir, they're only coming to permit the winter grapes. They're only coming to permit the winter grapes. How do we know that? Because they're saying is that what? If you take a netter from winter grapes, then you can go ahead and eat the... If you take a netter from winter grapes, what do we say? If you take a netter from winter grapes... So the Ran says like this, is that... When the Chachamim say mutter, it seems like we're saying, it's that the Chachamim are saying, everything we said before is aser is going to be mutter. Everything we said before, it seems that way. But we can't make everything mutter, because you're going to tell me over here, if I take a netter from the dates. You're going to tell me that I'm not allowed to eat the date honey, but I'm allowed to eat the dates? That wouldn't make sense, right? Of course, if I make a netter from dates, I'm not allowed to eat the dates. That doesn't make sense to say. Rather, it must be that the Chachamim come back and saying what the previous two said are usher before, I'm saying is mutter. They must be going on the winter grapes. Both, we said, is that the Chachamim said, the first opinion held that what? By the winter grapes. They said if you take a netter on the winter grapes, right. The Chachamim held, the first opinion Tanakama held, right. You're not allowed to eat the winter grape vinegar. But are you allowed to eat the winter grapes? Oh, sorry, I said wrong.
No.
Tanakama said if you take a netter on the winter grapes, you're not allowed to eat the winter grapes, but you're allowed to eat the vinegar that comes out. You're allowed to eat the vinegar that comes out. Wow. The Rabbi Yudah ben Tzur, no, you're not allowed to eat the vinegar that comes out. Comes to the Chachamim and said, this that you both say, you're not allowed to eat the winter grapes, I'm saying you're allowed to eat the winter grapes. You're allowed to eat the winter grapes. Not only are you allowed to eat what comes out of it, but you're allowed to, or you're not allowed to eat what comes out of it. I'm sorry. You're not allowed to eat what comes out of what's out of it. But I'm saying allowed to eat the winter grapes. When they say matirin over here, they're saying they're allowed to eat the winter grapes. They can't be saying you're allowed to eat the dates. If you take a netter on dates, it doesn't make sense that you're allowed to eat the dates. But if you make a netter on winter grapes, like Chachamim were coming to say, matirin, what that you, the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda said that's usher. I'm going to come and say, the Chachamim say, we're going to come and say it's going to be mutter. So therefore, we must be going on winter grapes, right? Because the winter grapes we're going to say is it's not the derech to eat them. It's not the normal to eat them. We only eat what comes out of them. So what comes out of them is going to be usher. Fine. But the grapes themselves that you guys said are going to be usher, I'm going to tell you it's mutter. Why? Because I hold like Rav Shimon Elazar, who says since it's not the derech to eat them, therefore they're going to be mutter. So therefore, we're coming to say is the three of the opinions of the Mishnah are the following. The Tanahama holds, if you take a netter on Tamarim or you take a netter on Mistavanios on the winter grapes, you can go ahead, you can't eat those, but you can eat what comes out of them, right? You can eat what comes out of them. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, no, if you take a netter on those, you can't eat what comes out of them. The Chachamim say differently. The Chachamim say you take a netter on dates, you can't eat the dates, right? You can't eat the dates, and you cannot eat what comes out of them too, because both the derech to eat them. Take a netter on winter grapes, you can't eat the, you can yes eat the winter grapes, but you can't eat what comes out of them. So the Chachamim were going to hold mutter on a different hand. They're going mutter, meaning you, the Tana Kama, and Rebbe Yehuda, they both said the winter grapes are usher to eat. I'm coming to tell you that they're mutter to eat. Why? Because not the derech to eat them. So therefore, those are the three opinions in the Mishnah. Okay, so those were our three opinions in the Mishnah. Sorry if I'm being a little convoluted over there. Fine, so there we have on the Mishnah. Now we're going to come back on a new Mishnah, and it's really going to deal with a little bit what we just dealt with before and when you asked a question regarding honey. And this is going to be a really fascinating halacha we're going to learn right now. Here comes the, it says the following Mishnah.
Okay.
We are in the middle of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Zak, the second Mishnah on the page. Hanoder min hayayin, one who takes a netter from wine, mutter b'yayin tepuchim. He's allowed to drink apple wine.
Apple wine.
I don't know what apple wine is, but apple vinegar, apple wine. We call it apple vinegar. I don't know, apple wine.
It's
a charcoal. Yeah, he's allowed to. Min hashemen, if you take a netter, you won't drink or use, consume oil. Mutter b'shemen shumshemen, you can eat sesame oil. Min ha-davash, if you say you won't eat honey, mutter b'davash tamari. You're allowed to eat you're allowed to eat date honey. Because all of these we're saying is, we'll say in a second. Minachomets, if you say you're not going to eat vinegar, mutter bechomets tavanios. You can go ahead and you can eat, consume the winter grape vinegar. Min hakrishim, from leeks, if you say you're not going to go ahead and you're not going to eat leeks,
right.
We say you're mutter bekaflotos. Kaflotos are a different type of leeks. The way that the Ran says is the lo havi bichlal kreshin. It's a different type of leeks. I don't know exactly what the difference is, but it's a, what does it say?
It says it is permitted to leeks with bread. Leeks with a head.
Leeks with a head, okay. They're not bichlal kreshin. Leeks with a head. I have no idea what that means. They have a head on the leeks. Leeks with a head. So you're allowed to whatever. It's a different thing. Min hayerek, if you say you're not going to go ahead, if you said you're not going to, you're not going to take a netter on from, you're not going to eat yerek vegetables, right?
Right.
Mutter b'yerakos hasadeh. You're allowed to eat yerakos hasadeh. That means wild vegetables, meaning not the garden variety.
Not the garden variety.
Okay. I guess the garden variety are more common. Shehu shem levai. Because all of these, I think it's going back on everything.
Okay.
Shehu shem levai. Shem levai means everything else. It's a nickname. The Mefarshech says it's only going back on the last thing. It's the fact that the wild vegetables are called vegetables. It's just it's a nickname. They're called a yerek, but they're really not a vegetable itself. They're really not a vegetable itself. So that's what we say. Oh, I think that's really going back on the whole thing, says the Ran. Is we're saying is that the whole thing really we're coming to say is that it's just a shame levi, meaning that what? All of these are nicknames, but it's not what people generally refer to. That's the Mishnah over here. So we go by what people say, because in the Darim, it was a holech achar lashon b'nei adam. We go after the way people speak. And the way people speak, when I say wine, if you order wine and I serve you, if I say you want some wine and I bring you apple wine, it's not what you intended, right? When I say vinegar and I bring you, you know, the winter grape vinegar, you know, that's not what you meant by the vinegar, right? It's certain things, when we say certain things, this is what we mean. Now, things could change nowadays, but in general, that's what we're coming to say, is that what we mean. As you just mentioned from the last Gemara, just before I forget, the Ran actually says, halacha is, we pass on like the Tanakama, that says whether it's the dates or whether the winter grapes, that you're only usher in them, but not in the output, not the derivative comes out of them. The derivative is actually mutterin. That's what the Ram Paschal term before. I forgot to read that. Okay, fine. Let's go into the so that's our mission over here. Mishnah, we're saying we go after the way people speak. Okay. We go achar lashon b'nei adam. We go after the way people speak. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Interesting Gemara here. Gemara says like this. Tanya, we have a brisa. Hanoder min hashemin be'eretz Yisrael. Mutter b'shemen shumshemin is one who says he's not going to consume oil and he's in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
He's allowed to consume shemen shumshemin. He's allowed to consume sesame oil. Va'aser b'shemen zayas. However, he is forbidden from consuming olive oil. Okay. However, ube bavel, if he's in Bavel, Babylonia, in Persia, aser b'shemen. He is aser b'shemen shumshemin. He's not allowed to consume sesame oil, umot b'shemen zayis, but he's allowed to consume olive oil, just the opposite. Why? It depends on what's common over there. In Eretz Yisrael, they only consume olive oil, right? They only consume olive oil. In Babylonia, for the most part, they consumed sesame oil. It now depends what we term so-and-so and so-and-so. So therefore, we're saying it depends on not only the name, but it depends on the locale and at the time what they consume and what they don't consume. That's what we say over here, what's considered. Okay, so far so good. Now the Gemara says, which is the biggest chiddush of the day, says the following. Makom shemistapkim mezeh umezeh. What about if you have a place where they consume both? They consume both. If you have a place... We're a mistapkin mezeh umezeh. Aser bezeh umezeh. In that case, you are aser consume both olive oil and sesame oil.
That makes sense.
But the Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. Why do you need to tell me that?
Right.
Isn't that obvious? If you both consume olive oil in that place and sesame oil in that place, when you say oil, you mean the both of them.
Right.
So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha, no, I need to teach you this. Why? Deruba min chad. Mistapkin is that deruba, the majority of people, minchad mistapkin. They only use one of them. They only consume one of them. The majority of people only consume one of them. So therefore what? Since the majority of people only consume one of them, right? I would have said only one of them should be Asra because we should go Achra Rov. Let's go after the majority. Whatever it is, the majority. The majority of people only consume one of them. So whichever one is the majority of people consume, we should go after that one. I mean, if the majority of people, meaning, let's say we have a third place. In Eretz Yisrael, we're saying it's almost everybody only consumes olive oil, right? In Babylonia, everybody consumes sesame oil. But in, you know, I don't know, in Gibraltar, they go ahead and they, in Gibraltar, they consume both, but let's say the majority is olive oil. So I would have thought only olive oil is us, but sesame oil is what's or why? Because I go after the majority. Comes along the Gemara and says, Kamash Malan, Suffik Isura Lachumra. If it's a Suffik, and it's Usur, if it's a Suffik, maybe we don't know, maybe it could mean the other one too. We go Lachumra, we go Machmir, we're Machmir, we're stringent. Why? Look at the Ran. The Ran says, Vekeva de Ika Miuta de Mistapki Mehahumina, since there are some who consume the minority one, the lesser one, there's a minority who consume the other men, the other type, let's say sesame oil, Ika Lesfuki, maybe Dilma Filu La'elu Neskavin. Maybe this person had Kavana, maybe his intention when he took the Neder was for the other type of oil. meaning we have like this. In Gibraltar, for example, let's say, the majority of people consume olive oil, but there's a miut, there's a, I'm going to call it a significant minority. That doesn't mean just one person, but there's a notable minority that consumes also sesame oil. So when this person said, I'm not going to consume shemen, most likely the rove says he meant olive oil. That's majority of people. But since there is a minority that consumes sesame oil, maybe he meant sesame oil. And since that might have been his kavana, that might have been his intention, he's usher in both. Now, you might say the obvious question is to ask is, ask him, what did you mean? Did you mean sesame oil? Did you mean olive oil? Did you mean both? What did you mean? And he might tell us, I don't remember. And if he tells us, I don't remember. The Shach actually says if he remembers, we can go by what he says. If he doesn't remember, we say that what? We're saying now, not only is forbidden to consume olive oil, he's forbidden also to consume sesame oil, because we go by over here, we go by the majority. What we're saying over here is that we go by the majority over here. So we go by the majority. Oh. So the question is that we could have said we go by the majority. We said we don't. Now the question is why not? We see in so many places in Halacha, we always go after the majority. We always go after the majority, right? We say majority rules. We go after the majority. So the question is, why over here do we not go after the majority? This is a huge question, and this is asked by many over here as to why don't we go after the majority in this case? Why don't we go after the majority? So there's interesting, as far as the way we go over here, is the following. There's two basic approaches as to why we don't go over the, after the majority over here. One approach is the following. One approach is the following. The Netziv says like this, the Rami Sadeh, says the following. He says, when do we go after the majority, even for Nadari, is if it can mean one of two things. It can mean either A or B, but not both. Then we say we go after the majority. We had this before with the word cherem. The word cherem can mean different things, a carbon, or it can mean something else. Was we depended on the locale, what do most people refer to? That was already, I think, back in the first paragraph. I have to take a look again. Is if it can mean one of two things, we say it means, if it's a contradiction, we go with the majority. However, over here, can it mean both olive oil and sesame oil? Is it a contradiction to mean both? No. So therefore, it can mean both of them, since they're not sosrin zelazah. Therefore, he could have kavana on both right now. That's one way to view it over here. As we say, we only have the majority when it is, we have over here, we have two competing things, then we go after majority. If it's not two competing, we don't go after the majority. Right? So we say in general, when we have different halachas, is we have to figure out, is this going to be mutra asr, or what is it? So we say majority rules. Is this kosher? Is it treif? Right? The piece of meat, we said again. Right? So we said, well, let's see. The majority of things that it came from, majority of animals around here are kosher, so maybe it's kosher, whatever it's going to be. But we can't say it's both kosher and usher, right? We can't say it's kosher and treif. You can't say it has both status. You can eat it and you can't eat it. You can't do that, right? Over here, though, you can say that, no, it is both. He means both. That you can say. Oh, that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it, nafkamina, I'm not sure. But another way to look at it is the following. We say is that over here, we say is that this person over here has a choice, right? He has a choice, right? He has a choice what to do, right? He has a choice what to do. Since he has a choice what to do, if he means olive oil or sesame oil, since he has a choice, when somebody has a choice what it means, then we don't go after majority. We only go after majority and we have a suffix. I don't know what this is, so then I'll go after the majority. But over here, it's not a question of what this is. The person has a choice between two things. Since he has a choice between two things, and he could have chosen either one, therefore, we are machmir to go with both, unless he knew what he meant, right? According to us. Right. Unless he knew what he meant. So therefore, we're coming to say over here the following, is that when it comes to a choice, when it comes to a choice, or we say when we have two contradictory things, therefore, We don't go after the majority. In that case, we don't go after the majority, and therefore we go lachumra, it's safik yisur over here, and we say is that it's going to be both are going to be asur. However, I should mention, the Rambam holds, and this is very good according to our Gemara, let's go out over here for a second. If the majority of people, let's say 70% of the people in the locale drink consume olive oil and 30% do sesame oil, right? Sesame seed oil. Let's say we only do one of the two. Someone say that's what the Gemara means. It's either one or the other. Majority only consume. 70% of people consume only olive oil and 30% only sesame oil. Whatever it is. I don't know why. Sesame seed oil. So we say over here, that's what it is. So if the guy said, I take a netter, I'm not going to benefit from oil, okay? So we say if 70% do olive oil, he goes ahead and consumes olive oil, did he violate? What are we saying? Did he violate? Yes, he violates.
Yes.
What happens if he drinks or consumes sesame oil? Do he violate according to what we just said? If he does sesame oil, what do we just say? In the conclusion, what do we say? If he says oil, does he mean, what does he mean? Does he mean...
So the majority.
The majority says olive oil. What do we say about the minority? We said he might have meant the minority too, right? So he's also cannot drink sesame oil either. However, the Rambam says he only gets malchus. You only get malchus for consuming olive oil, not for sesame seed oil. Why? Because we do say the majority does have a greater weight than the minority. Is that we rule that definitely it's usher to go ahead and consume olive oil, because that's what the majority does. But because he might have meant what the minority is, and we don't know, it's a suffix, right? We said over here in the Gemara, it's a suffix, right? The language of the Gemara is suffix yisur l'chumra. When it's a suffix, whether it's us or not, we go stringently, we don't give lashes for that. We don't give malchus for that, because it's a suffix. You don't give lashes for a suffix. When it's a suffix and it's a raisa, we go l'chumra, but you don't get malchus for that. You only get malchus if he consumes the olive oil, because 70%, the majority, consume olive oil. So we say, so therefore we can assume that's what he generally meant. But because we don't know, maybe he might have meant sesame seed oil too, and 30% consume that, he's violating something, but he doesn't get malchus for it. That's going to be the difference between the two. You only get malchus for something that's certainly us or something that's only suffix us, or you don't get malchus for it. Dan, that's a question over here. Well, wait a second. We said, what happens if we ask him? So if you ask him, and he doesn't know, so that's what we're doing in the locker room. What happens if you ask him and you know? So the Shach wants to say, if you ask him and you know, so all bets are off. In that case, it's whatever he says. If he says, I meant sesame seed oil, and he consumes olive oil, he's not going to get lashes. Would the Rambam agree to that? The Rambam doesn't say explicitly. Maybe the Shach will say the Rambam agrees to that, right? The Rambam might say, I don't care if you ask him. Asking's not going to help. I don't know. I'm not sure. But the Shach would seem to say it's a no. If you ask him, though, and he said, no, I never meant olive oil. I meant sesame seed oil. And then he consumes olive oil, right? You don't get lashes for that. Why? Because he never meant that. We're only dealing with the cases we don't know what he meant. Oh. We don't know when, and he doesn't know what he meant. In that case, we go after the majority. That you get lashes for if you go after the majority. Minority is also usser, but you don't get lashes for it.